be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you are not deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' or 'the time has come.' Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famine, and plague from place to place, and awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and the prisons. They will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand, for I myself will give you wisdom in speaking, that all your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will even be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. By your perseverance, you will secure your lives." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Scripture scholars tell us that what Jesus is saying in this particular gospel is to be very careful where we rest and place our securities in life, because everything in this life is going to pass away, including you and me. When Jesus said that there would not be a stone left upon a stone of the temple, that was absolute anathema to the Jew. To the Jew, the temple was where God lived and resided on earth. And it was not completed until the year 64. And in the year 70, the Romans put down a small insurrection in Israel, slaughtered thousands of Jews, and totally demolished the temple. The only thing remaining is what we know today as the Wailing Wall. And so we need to be careful where we place our securities. That message is particularly pertinent today. We live in a culture that constantly tries to keep us young. We exercise, we go to the gym, we diet, we dye our hair. Well, not all of us, but at any rate, we do everything to be young, and yet with each passing day, we're getting older and older, and closer to our own passing away. If you've ever been to Venice, Italy, it's one of the most charming spots on the earth. When you stand in St. Mark's Square, there's the Grand Canal with the gondolas going up and down. In front of you is the Doge Palace where the governor lived, and the great St. Mark's Basilica. And if you turn around, all the edges of the square are lined with hundreds of tables and chairs, and people sitting there having a glass of wine, watching the crowds go by. The basilica itself is Byzantine in style, unlike the Gothic cathedrals of Western Europe. When you go into it, you're absolutely dazzled because it's a whole series of domes and arches, and every square inch of the place is covered in gold leaf mosaic. And then amongst the mosaics are mosaics of Christ and the saints, etc. It's an incredible, incredible building. It's one of the great masterpieces of the earth. The last time I was there was 4 or 5 years ago, and at that time there was about 6 inches of water in the vestibule. You walked on these wide planks to get through and into the basilica. I don't know if you've seen the pictures this past week of the flooding that's going on in Venice, but the entire basilica is under 3 feet of water. That building is 1,000 years old, and it cannot long stand such a torrent of assault. One of these days, it will simply crumble and collapse, because like everything else, everything in this world will pass away. The only thing that is constant is Jesus Christ himself. Amen.